Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. I'm back. I've been off for a few days, so it seems longer than that. Probably about 2 weeks, maybe, the most. I don't remember my last show. I should look it up, but that's not important. Well, in the process, I moved. In the meantime, I should say, I moved from Pasadena, California to Aurora, Colorado. Now, if you don't know where Aurora is, it's a fairly good-sized town just east of Denver. Denver, downtown Denver, is about 11 miles from me. So I moved for various reasons, mostly to be closer to my family, my daughter, my granddaughter, and my son-in-law, and to kind of make a change of pace a little bit of nature. So, like, this morning I went for a walk, and it was kind of a nature trail, and, you know, there's trees, and, well, not so much trees, but you can see the Rocky Mountains off in the distance, and that was so cool to see giant Rockies with all the snow off into the distance. So I'm here till I get my phone, these websites to recognize the actual time where I'm at right now, because it says 11:31 a.m., which it is in beautiful Denver area in the mountain time, I hope. Yeah, that's what my phone says too. So we're going to talk about relationships, because in my time off from not being with you folks and giving you information and talking about various things, I came to the conclusion what I'd love to do is talk about relationships, and my spirit guides are there, so yeah, that's what we're going to focus on. So I'll do more writing on it, because I want to create a really good blog on this sort of thing and do all my writing based on relationships, because there are so many different types of relationships. I have an article or two that talks about relationships, and we'll cover over time all the various types of relationships. And I see I have a caller. I'll take the caller in a moment. Just let me give you, and I have a lot more than this, types of relationships. You got family relationships, you know, sibling relationships, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. You have all these family interrelated relationships. And then you have friends, of course. I mean, some friends are better than other friends. And normally most people have a few really, really good friends. And some people have friends that have stuck with them their whole life, and they're more like family than friends, but that's the type of relationships issues that we're dealing with. And all of these things that I'm talking about are things I like to deal with, like acquaintances, people that, you know, the guy down the street that you say hello to on occasion, and or you talk to a little bit and talk about their lawn and how it's growing, or, you know, blah, 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 whatever's going on in your neighborhood. Those are acquaintances. That's another type of relationship. Romantic relationships, obviously. And then there's some others that I like to talk about, because you have relationships at work. You have boss-to-employee relationships. You have employer-to-employee relationships. These are all relationships where issues come up. And that's why I want to specialize. Now, there's other ones I'm missing here about relationships. But that's what I'm talking about. And what I do, it's about how to make those relationships better. And what is the nature of the person and whether they're willing to jump into it? Because a lot of the calls I get on my psychic work or my intuitive work is about that. So I do have a caller, and I'll take the call. It seems like, wow, I haven't been only talking that long. Okay, take a call, then we'll get more into about relationships and let my spirit guides talk about relationships, because I love to channel. I haven't channeled for you folks in a while. And I think Sarah, who is the spirit group, is hankering, I love the word hankering to speak to you about something. So let me take a call, and hopefully over time you will find me, and I'm not sure exactly what time I'm going to be on. This is just an experiment for the next few days to see what's a good time. And I'm thinking this time of day might be the best. So if it right now would be 10:30 in California, and what? I don't know, 1:30 in the East Coast. This is a good time for me. And this is just before lunch here in beautiful Colorado. Okay, so let me take a call. Hello.
Hi. I was calling just to listen in, but if you want to pick up on anything with a relationship, you're welcome to.
What kind of relationship?
I just got out of a relationship, actually, so I have no relationship.
Good for you. Spirit would say good for you. I won't say it. What I get, and you can correct me, because when I hear from Spirit, is it wasn't the most toxic relationship, but it was toxic enough that you felt you were getting lost in the relationship. Am I correct?
Very correct.
Yeah. So you've done a good thing. And the message I get for you is from Spirit is learn from that to know next time what are the toxic signals that come off of the person, that people that you've been in relationship with. So it's identifying those red flags is another way of putting it, real quick, so you don't fall into that trap of, oh, I wish I wasn't in this relationship, I got to get out, so you don't get there. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Okay, you'll get there. So I don't know, we're going to listen, and I'll talk more about relationships. But when I think of relationships, and as I said, there's all kinds of relationships, what Spirit keeps telling me. So listen, if you have any other questions, give me a call, okay?
Yep.
Take care. I'm going to put you on mute. Just mute. Jeez. You have been muted. No, muted. Now, I believe in having a sense of humor and doing this with keeping myself kind of in a high vibrational, humorous place. And hopefully I can put that across to you that even though these are very important topics and they're very life-engaged topics and topics that have value to you, we can still do it with a sense of humor. We don't have to be all kind of cold and calculating and all that stuff. So let me get into a little bit of more relationships. And I'll tell you what I'll do, and what I'd love to do anyway, because I haven't done this in a while, and I'm going to do it right now for you. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. Now, I'm a trans channel. That's where I discovered my gift back in the early 1990s. My gift to being able to channel spirit teachers and spirit guides. And so I've been doing that off and on and for various situations. And so I wanted to do that for a few minutes and let my group, Sarah, it's a group of spiritual teachers and different ones come into the group that have expertise on certain topics. You never know. It could be Sigmund Freud or Jung or some other great therapist who have now living in the non-physical world that have something to say on it. Or it could be, maybe it's my higher self. I don't. Hopefully it's more than that, but you know, I'm open to wherever it comes from because I know it's outside of me. So I'm going to go away and let them speak to you, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about relationships. If you have any questions about relationships, remember, it's the whole panorama of relationships I'm trying to spread it out to. It's not just those romantic relationships. It's the ones with your siblings and your parents and your children and your boss and the neighbor that you have and the lady at the grocery store and and with your pets. So there's so many different areas of relationships that I'd like to talk about and how to make those relationships higher vibrational, full of love, full of loving kindness, because that's one of the big things I'm into, is expressing loving kindness, expressing empathy, how to create better relationships with everybody in your life. Yes. You know, living with other people, you kind of go, whoa, wait a minute. This is kind of toxic. I won't get into who I'm talking about. But, okay, so I'm going to go away, let them talk to you about something. And I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about relationships, okay? We want to thank George for taking this opportunity to let us speak to you. Sometimes it doesn't come across clearly that he's channeling non-physical entities, mostly because we don't do anything weird things with his voice or try to make him sound strange and mystical. We just like to use his normal speaking voice in communicating because he's comfortable with it, we're comfortable with it. So the topic is relationships. As we've been telling him and expressing through him and in his daily sessions and discussions with us about relationships, life is about relationships. Every day, you're filled with relationships. Now, we'll even say that relationships can be expanded beyond the family, beyond the lover, beyond the neighbor, beyond the workmate. You have relationships with inanimate, situations. You have relationships with characters on television. Don't you develop, if you watch a movie or a TV series, develop a relationship with that individual? It's an emotional connection. Relationships are emotional connections, vibrational connections with someone else. Now, it could be a very positive vibration, or it could be a very negative relationship or vibration that you have with somebody. But we'll get back to that. We think it's really interesting how you as humans develop these relationships with characters that you watch in movies and TV shows. But it's not all negative. We're not saying that's a negative thing to do, because you learn from those relationships. You learn from how that person lives. You learn contrast. Think about this. Think about this for a moment as we discuss this. You watch a character in a movie or a TV show, and you see certain things about that character that you find very interesting, very fascinating, very useful in your own personal growth and development. But you also see things that are kind of negative. You see negative aspects, and you know, and we would recommend that you don't dwell and spend a lot of time with negative aspects of characters, whether in a book or a TV show or a movie, because the more you attune yourself to the negativity of somebody else, it becomes more ingrained in you, that negative aspects and the negative speech patterns and the negative behavior. So we would encourage you to avoid those negative aspects when you're developing relationships with characters. Now, if you see somebody who is very negative as a character in either a book or a movie or a play, or what would say to you is, okay, look at it and go, okay, that's not what I want. I don't want to be like that. This is how I want to be. And completely, as the law of attraction would teach you, move quickly to what you do want. What are the aspects? What kind of relationship? You see something negative in somebody, and you can do this in your personal life, but a lot of you do engage in entertainment that you learn about people, and you develop relationships with characters. And you know, it's funny, we watch you and we see that if a TV show or a movie ends, you miss it. You kind of want to repeat that character. You want to go back and watch the reruns, or you want to maintain that relationship with that character. But you also kind of yearn for that relationship to grow and to learn more about the person as they grow, and to take from those some positive traits and positive behavior. Now, there are a lot of them, as we mentioned, that have negative traits and negative behavior. Now, you can either go address that and spend too much time with it, and it has an influence on you, and it has an influence on picking up some of these negative behaviors. So we would suggest you cut that off as quickly as you can and recognize that you're picking up some of those negative traits. Or you can look at, as we said, contrast. Contrast. I don't want to be like that. I want to be like this. I want to be the protagonist, not the antagonist, as we would say it, as you would say it. So you want to learn from that and move on from it. And if you spend too much time with negative characters and negative behavior, it'll affect you. So we're not saying don't do it, don't read it, don't watch it, don't get involved. It's nice to have relationships with even people that you watch on your television sets or your movie screens or in your books. But safeguard yourself from the negativity and taking on negative traits of these people. Okay, that's our thing about relationships. So there's so many relationships that you can have. Now, another aspect of relationships that George didn't cover, we'd like to cover, is you can have relationships with spirit. Us, spirit guides. You can have a relationship, which is one of the most important relationships you can have, which he didn't mention, is with yourself and your higher self, with the spiritual part of your spirit, the spirit part of yourself, the non-physical part of yourself that doesn't dwell in the physical form, because you all have aspects of yourself that are not in the non-physical, but they're in the non-physical, not in the physical form. So that's an important relationship. But also you can have an important relationship with what you call God, and we will say is source energy, or spirit guides, or teachers, or masters, or teachers, or ancestors. You can have relationships. Now, George didn't mention that, and we'd like to help him to you, for you to reach those members of your family, those ones who have non-physical energy, those non-physical spirit beings who are of your family, or if you known as they have lived on the earth, it's a physical, in a physical form, that are no longer in a physical form, that you have an emotional attachment to. And you can learn from them. You can learn a lot from them about. So through your relationship with them, you can learn practices and behaviors and learn about where you could be going in your life that will benefit you the most in a vibrational but also in a very physical way. So that's our overview on relationships. There's so many different types of relationships. The two most important relationships you can have, well, let's give you three. First of all, there's the relationship you have with yourself and your higher self. That's your number one relationship, because that's the relationship that you will present to the rest of the world. That's the relationship, that's the person you will present. So if you have a clear understanding of who you are and the kind of person that you want to present to the world, and through connection to something greater than yourself, then you're able to develop relationships that are at a higher vibration. Second most important relationship is with spirit, your higher self, with God, with the universe, with source, whatever you want to call it. Now, some people would put that first, and we're not going to argue that point. You can choose between one or two, or flip them back and forth how as often as you want, but those are two basically prime relationships. And the third one is family. Those closest to you, whether it be a family in the non-physical world, we'll kind of include that in there, or your physical family. Those are the three most important relationships. And then there's others that come down the line, your bosses, your neighbors, and so forth and so on. And those characters that we've been talking about. So that's where we want to help you. So if you want to contact George, we love to help you with those relationships, develop better relationships, understand a little bit more about where those relationships are going. Again, even though, you know, the people want to know about what's the future of my relationship, they want a prediction about that relationship, and your relationship is headed in a certain direction, and we can help you see that. But you can also change that. Those relationships, for the most part, are not written in stone where they have to end up at a certain place. They're headed that way. And if you don't change your behavior or your thought patterns, that's where that relationship is going. Same with them. We can point out to you, this is where this relationship is going, but you can change it. Now, you can't change other people. We'll go with that. But you may be able to make some shifts in your own self to say, ooh, I don't want to go there. Oh, I can do this to make this a better relationship. So that's our thought on relationships. So that's what we want to help you with. And that's part of the purpose of working with this host, George, to help you with. So we're going to let you go. You have a beautiful day. We appreciate the opportunity. We'll try to do this a little bit on every show to give you a little bit more insight on relationships and your relationships with others, and especially your relationship with yourself and your relationship with the non-physical world. Call it God, source, spirit, whatever you call it. Okay, so thank you for listening. Well, be well. Okay, I'm back. It takes me a few seconds to come out. I went pretty deep into trance, so I never remember what. A good thing that they record these shows, because I never really quite remember what I say when I'm channeling, because it's not me. I've proven it over the years. I've worked with spirit to say, okay, prove it to me, it's not me. And they do little things with me to show, okay, we're in control, you're not. You've let go of control. You've taken your hands off the wheel, and we're going to do this for you. That's generally how it works. Okay, so we'll take other calls. If you have a relationship question or issue, if you want to see where your relationship is going, or if you want to see where relationships can go for you, or you want some advice from spirit and how to make your relationships work a little bit better, reading the nature of who you are and the person or people or, yeah, whoever it might be in your life that you want a better relationship with, I would call it, I'm still kind of channeling a little bit here, call it a high vibrational relationship, a relationship based on love, unconditional love, loving kindness, compassion, empathy, and just general kindness. But loving kindness is a nice way of looking at it, putting other people a little bit above yourself in a situation. Of course, you always have to take care of yourself first, right? So we talked a little bit about the different types of relationships. And let me look into a little bit more on deeper into relationships. And these are relationships between two people. No, they could be husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or it could be people that you just get to know as friends, right? Right? Just friends, because people you work with. And yeah, when I was reading through this, and one of the things I've learned in school over the years in studying metaphysics and studying hypnotherapy and studying various aspects and the modalities which I practice, that we have a lot of contrast. We have a lot of opposite polar connections. And let me do the first one. And these are kind of polar connections that bring people together, because we fill in other people's blanks in their life. We have that opposites attract sort of thing, as long as it doesn't irritate us too much. So this is from Samantha Rodman, yeah, PhD, from, I'll give you the site, and then we'll do more of this, from HuffPost, okay? Practical and inspired. This is the familiar dynamic of business guy and artistic wife, or the housemaker who runs everything and the ADHD entrepreneur who can't eat lunch if his wife doesn't pack it. These two are very impressed by each other. The practical partner is blown away by the other's creativity, drive, and outside-the-box thinking, and the inspired partner has no idea how the other person, so grounded, stays sane and productive. Sometimes a couple can turn into this pair, though, whatever they mean by that. But that's kind of an interesting thing, because you look at it in relationships. You don't necessarily want somebody who's just like you. You need that contrast. You need that the opposites here to make life more manageable, more fun, more interesting, because each person's bringing stuff into the relationship. Okay, let's move on to the next one real quick, and then I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have to cover all of these. If not, we'll do it another day. I'll try to be back tomorrow. Today's Monday, isn't it? Well, yeah, I'm going to do this 4 days a week at least, half hour a day. It's kind of fun. I'm enjoying this little half hour. I might do 5 days a week. Okay, so intellectual and emotional. This is the woman who says, my husband is so smart, I can't understand why he's even talking, what he's even talking about. Or man who says, I can crunch numbers, but my wife easily connects with people. This is kind of the introvert kind of extrovert kind of thing, isn't it? Just a little bit of that, the opposites emotionally, which I've studied a lot of, okay? Sometimes it's a guy who's mechanically gifted and a woman who writes or teaches for a living. So that, see that contrast? That's kind of beautiful. You know, a person who doesn't even know one end from a screwdriver, the other end of a screwdriver. That's what I'm trying to say, yes. And the person who's very mechanical. Well, you bring value into each other's lives. So sometimes it's the it guy and the intuitive stay-at-home mom. And it could be the other way around. It doesn't have to be that traditional masculine feminine. The woman could be very mechanical and the man could be, you know, he's a writer. Okay, she's practical. She gets things done. And he is the intellectual writer. But it works. Now, as long as you don't want to abuse the relationship, right? Either way, this variation of couple number one understands that they are complement and complete one another. I like the word complement versus complete. They complete the situation. You could say that they complete the environment they're in. It's not that they complete the other person. That person is always going to be that person. That person is not necessarily going to change. They're always going to be that way. But as number two would say, as I would say about number two, they create a more holistic, harmonious environment because they have different skills and abilities that they bring into it, right? Okay, that's number two point. Number three, and I think I'll do more of these tomorrow because I think this is really interesting. And this could be any kind of situation, right? Right? Even at work, you have the mechanical, practical person and you have the bean counter. Okay? Well, I don't know if I'm being... Okay, let's say you have the marketing or salespeople, right, versus the production people. You have two different kinds of personalities, but you need all of those different people in the environment a working environment. And you need to develop relationships there that foster the working environment, understanding each person and their differences, right? Okay, so let's get back to the different types of relationships. And these are more. Some of these are relationships you can carry through everybody, or some of these relationships are specific to certain types of relationships. The lover and the loved. This is an interesting one. I thought this is kind of strange, but let me read it anyway. In very few cases, your partner will love one another equally. Yeah. You ever think about that? Are you both 100% into it? Maybe not. Right? They're usually the more ones, one is more sensitive or romantic, while one is less emotional. That's so true. And I've studied a lot about this in my studying of relationships. You have the more practical end, the masculine, feminine ends of a relationship. And all relationships have a mix of masculine and feminine, and it's not necessarily by gender. Okay, let me read a little bit more. This can work when the less emotional partner, the more, let's say, feminine partner, or the masculine partner, I'm sorry, the less emotional, the more practical, who may be more narcissistic, still likes being adored and showered with affection. This is the guy who buys a new car for his wife and wraps it with a bow, or a wife who shops for sexy lingerie to wear for her husband's birthday and runs out to store she forgot an ingredient for his favorite meal. The more romantic the partner just loves the act of being romantic, and the other partner likes the attention. Do you get that? One partner is very romantic and does other very romantic things. I give you an example. There's the roles kind of shift back and forth between masculine and feminine. Some people love to go shop and buy things for people. Some people like to receive, and they're not necessarily the romantic that's going to buy a lot of the flowers and so forth. Now, you can learn. You can kind of move towards that middle a little bit more, where you learn to be more of a receiver and you learn to be more of a giver romantically. So there's the polar opposites that attract a lot of people. But if you're the opposite end of it, where you're just a receiver and you're not the giver, and the giver is getting really kind of like, I never get anything. How come I'm always giving? So there has to be a recognition of that in a relationship that, I'm more the giver and I'm more the receiver, but let's work on defining our roles so that we both benefit from it. I know some people who love to give, but the idea of giving makes them feel good. It's not that the other person who's not so much the giver but the receiver, it's not that they don't appreciate it, and it's not that they can't give, but they're not necessarily wired to be as much of a giver as the one person. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. I've learned in relationships, there's nothing wrong with it as long as you don't make it something wrong. As long as you work towards developing a relationship where you understand each other and there's great communications and you're, as I call it, you're filling in the tapestry of your relationship, the painting of a relationship with the different personality traits and behaviors that you have in a relationship. And I'm rushing through this, aren't I? A little bit, right? We're going to talk a lot more about this because of various types of relationships. And my spirit guides are going to talk a lot more about relationships and how to develop better relationships. And this is all channel material. This is not me, I've studied it in school, but it's not me opening up a book on relationships, but it's more about me going, spirit teacher, spirit guides, what do you have to say for these people about their relationships and the ones that they want to develop? So tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about the 7 types of relationships that work in the idea of contrast, but also what you can do to develop those relationships a little bit stronger, because we talked about the lover and the loved and the intellectual and the emotional. There's some other great ones like the best friends, the power couple, the rescuer and the rescued. Some are not as healthy as others, and the passionate couple. Those are as good. Those are good. So I will be back tomorrow about the same time. It's now 12 o'clock, 12 noon in Mountain Daylight Time. So that's the most likely the time I will be back. I don't know what time it is. Were you in the West Coast, it would be 11. And in the East Coast, it would be 2 hours. So it would be 2. So I'll be back. Love you guys. Having fun doing this. I'm back on the air. I've been off for a while. And I hope to be able to do this continuously for a half hour on the show. So save your questions about relationships. And we'll see what Spirit has to say to you. And I hope you have a beautiful day.